Okay, Chevra. So the famous situation if someone goes to a restaurant and says, waiter, there's a fly in my soup, and assuming it's on Shabbos, so how do you get the fly out of the soup? Is there an issue of borer on the fly? That's the shaila that we spoke about, and yesterday we noted that this question was a very old machlokas among the Chachomim from Sfarad, Mahari Abu Lafia, and the Mahari Tats, about whether it is considered a ta'aroves or not. It's entirely possible that a liquid inside a solid is not a ta'aroves at all because it floats to the top. That's possible. Now, the Taz has a different mahalach, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And the Taz writes at the end of the Siman that it's not a problem to remove a teeny bit of Eichel together with the Psoilus. The Taz writes that Yikach min hamashke kitzas imohem. Take a little bit of the mashke. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Samach Aleph paskind like the Taz. Now, what's the Taz's raya? That it's usher to do bayrer when you have a solid inside a liquid. So the Taz himself tells me his raya. If you read this Taz in Sifkot and Yud Gimel slowly and carefully, he writes, Ayim asher kosav b'simin tav kuf vav, that according to the Ravid, there's an iser when a stone falls into flour on Yontif. On Yontif, you're allowed to bake. Sifting flour, once the flour was sifted one time, so it's not really an iser of Merakeid. What about when a stone, a single stone, falls into flour after the flour was sifted? So the Ravid is Machmir. Says the Taz, you see from the Ravid that a solid in a liquid is bayir, and hu hadin, you're smiling already, and hu hadin, a fly in the soup is bayir. Okay, gentlemen, what's the problem with the Taz's presentation? I know of two problems, but one of them you should think of on your own.
I mean, stone and flour are both solids.
Stone and flour are both solids, tifaresh, and therefore, I mean, yes.
I think the stone will not be mirav the flour because it's much. The stone will be mirav.
So stone is. Why is a stone mirav in the flour, but a fly is not mirav in the soup?
Because the stone might sink in the middle of it.
Stones sink to the bottom. Nachon? You see, here's the thing, gentlemen. Stones are heavy, right? Sinks to the bottom. That's what a stone does. Oh, if that's the pshat and what a stone does, that a stone sinks to the bottom. So l'cha'ira, there's no raya from the stone to the fly, because flies go to the top.
But in the flower, the stone is on the top.
What?
In the case of the flower, I assume the stone is on the top.
In the case of the flower, I think the stone also sinks to the bottom. Flower is much...
No. I think it does actually.
It probably depends on how long. The stone is much heavier than the flour. Okay, who's my scientist?
In action movies, people fall into corn silos and they very quickly drown in the corn.
Mm-hmm. So basically, if you have a lot of movement, it kind of makes the sand or whatever turn into like a little bit, I think like a little liquidy kind of. So. It'll sink to the bottom.
I agree with you. I think it's going to sink to the bottom, and therefore I think there is no raya from the Ravid. Although maybe we'll come back to it in a minute. Another problem is the Ravid is quoted in the Torah in Siman Tav Kuf Vav. And the Torah also quotes those who disagree with the Ravid and assume that the stone in the flour is not merely a taruvis klav ikar. And Rabbi Moses Isserles, we call him the Rama. He died in 1572. By the way, The Ramah, according to some, was born in 1535. According to others, he was born in 1540. If you think about the fact that the Ramah lived from 1540 to 1572, perhaps, that is a lifetime of 32 years, and he was the Ramah. Yesh Tel Zachfar. So, but here it goes. The Ramah paskins against the Ravid. There are two opinions in the Torah. So the Shvisas HaShabbos in Ayis Chaf Hei asks a question. He says, what's going on over here? How can the Taz bring a Raya from the Ravid when we don't paskin like the Ravid? That's a strong taina. Let's go to another Shita, the Chazon Ish. The Shita of the Mahari Abu Lafia, that a fly in the soup is not considered a ta'arovis at all, is actually revived by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Gimel says that, you know what, a fly is not nis'arev with the liquid. But therefore, there should be no problem taking the fly out of the liquid. It's not a taruvus. Aye, how come there's this whole discussion in the Achrayinim? So the Chazon Ish has this funny thing. He says, you know what? The fly is nis'arev with a teeny bit of oil around the fly's wings. So here's my liquid, right? And here is my fly. That looks like a fly? I don't know. Okay? So, clapping the entire liquid, it's not a tyrophus. Clapping the teeny drop of liquid around the fly's wings, that is nisarif. Therefore, if I remove the fly with the liquid, it's mutter. Because what I am doing is I am breaking the entire tyrophus. Right, we ask the Kasha on the Taz, how is it mutter to be Moitzi, Ochel, and Psoles from the Ochel? The Taz himself is worried about Borer B'minechot. Right, we ask this Kasha? The Taz only says, for me, it's not a Kasha at all. Because what the Taz really means is the only area of Ta'aroves is that teeny drop. And therefore, when I take my spoon and I remove the entire thing, I am removing the entire tarovis. The rest of it is not a tarovis clave. So if I remove the whole tarovis, obviously that's not borer.
Isn't that something min for min?
But I'm allowed to take min from min if it's not nisarev. There's no psoas that's nisarev over here. The only area that's psoas in the side of it is that tiny area, and I'm taking that entire thing out. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. That's really interesting. Interesting Chazon Ish. So let's chazer. According to the Mishnah Brura, the heter of removing the fly, according to the Taz, is that there's no iser of being boirer, oichel, and psoles from ochel. According to the Chazon Ish, there's no iser in obliterating a taroves. Correct? That's the way the Chazon Ish learns Judaism. What's the nafka mina between the Mishnah Brura and the Chazon Ish? So in the Sefer Archos Shabbos, footnote 21, chapter on Borer, which is chapter 3.
Lots of flies.
What?
Lots of flies.
Lots of flies. Tifaresh.
According to the Taz and Mishnah Brura, then you would not be able to remove lots of flies because it would become part of the Taravas.
Well, again, according to the Mishnah Brura, even though there are lots of flies, I'm allowed to move it. No? Because according to Mishnah Brura, whenever I take psoles and a little bit of ochel, it's okay. So if I have 10 flies, and I remove a little bit of ochel around those 10 flies, that's fine. However, according to the Chazon Ish, that the Svara is that
one fly is not a Tarufis in the entire thing. Many flies will be a Tarufis. And many flies will be a problem according to the Chazon Ish.
You think it's just according to the Chazon Ish Nibiru, you can remove all the flies also?
If I remove 10 flies, 20 flies, and take out a little bit of mashke, sof kol sof, I'm removing ochel am solas for the Mishnah Berurah.
I think he said at the end of the footnote that he thinks also the Mishnah Berurah.
The end of the footnote he brings the Shmir Shabbos, yeah? Shmir Shabbos wants to answer it even according to the Taz.
Right.
But the footnote wants to say that according to the Mishnah Berurah's Havana, it is mutter. According to the Chazon Ish's Havana, it's Aser. Now, why would it be Aser according to the Taz?
So I don't know why exactly, but one thing I know is Baruch Hashem, I think I know how to read Hebrew.
Kaneh. So Katuv B'Taz, ready, gentlemen, listen to this language. According to the Ravid, Yesh Isur, Kishenoflim Zivuvim Lekos. Yesh isur kishenoflim zivuvim. Mazot omeret zivuvim.
General flies.
Fly. Odapam. Mazot omeret zivuvim. Yoter me'achat. Nachon? Nachon? Hivanta. So I think the pshat in the... I don't think it's shayach to say that it's mutter only when one fly falls in, because katuv betaz zivuvim. Kach katuv.
You think like Shmir Shabbos?
Like the Shmir Shabbos.
Not like the first day.
Correct, correct. Now, let's go weiter. Our dear friend, Ben Mankiewicz, Shalita, was bothered by, shouldn't there be an isser of mukta when I remove the fly? If you look in the Shavisas HaShavis, letter 24, Yiskof Dalet, the Shavisas HaShavis has a few svaras why there's no mukta. Svara number one, dead flies are food for crickets. They are food for various animals. Okay? Interesting svara, no? So the Shvisas HaShavis says that don't make no sense. Because all the halachas of mukta are established during this man of Bein HaShemashos at the beginning of Shabbos. And at Bein HaShemashos at the beginning of Shabbos, the fly was still alive. An alive animal, for sure, is mukta.
Why?
Well, first of all, Taisa said that on Kuf Mem Daled. Also, you're not allowed to do anything with a live animal. What can I do with it?
Feed it to my animals?
That is called being rotseyach, that live animal. That is the iser of shchita, netilas, neshama. No, but I'm creating a situation. It's what the reason why we learn the Malach of Zoreb with all the grumma issues. If I create an inevitable situation that's going to happen, I take the fly. By the way, how do you feed a fly, let's say, to a snake? You hold the fly till the snake goes boop. Right? Or a lizard. My kids at one point wanted to have a lizard as pets. So the reason we didn't get a lizard is the lizard only eats live crickets. And the lizard can't go more than 18 hours without being fed. So what do you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? That was a serious shayla.
Feed more crickets.
But you can't feed live crickets. You're killing the crickets.
But it's killing it. It's not about that. The cricket might hide somewhere.
I hear you, Svara, but it's wrong. I'll tell you why. Because I'm killing it. Mali, if I kill an animal by taking a hammer and go poof, or if I kill an animal by taking a lizard and the lizard kills it, the lizard is my hammer. The lizard is my cricket killer. It happens that because we didn't let our kids get a lizard as a pet, they decided to get me back. So now they convinced me that we should get a rat as a pet. Now, Nirmalafianius Daiti, as one who dwells in an apartment in New York City, that I do not like rats. But I love my children. I'll say it like that. I love my children. Okay, weiter. So, why is it not mukta? So, one smara is it's food, it's animal food. A dead fly you feed to animals. Teretz is that doesn't help because being a shemashas was also. Another svar might be that the fly is bottle to the wine. But it can't be bottle because it's nicker. The final svar that the Shvisas of Shabbos has as to why the fly is not mukta is based on one of the rules in Hilchas Mukta called graf shel ri'i. Something that is mamish disgusting is not mukta. But you're allowed to move your bedpan on Shabbos. No? It's not mukta. Why? Because it's disgusting. And Chazal didn't institute the Isser of Mukta b'mokleim that people find it disgusting. Okay. But therefore, by the way, going back to living in New York City apartments, if you find a mouse on the mouse trap on Shabbos, so if the mouse is dead already, you're allowed to take it out and throw it down the garbage chute. Because it is a giraffe shall we eat. If the mouse is still alive, I can't throw it down the garbage chute because I'm killing the mouse when I move it on the mouse trap, no? Oh, okay. So that is the way to solve the mukta issue. Next shiloh that comes up, it's a little bit unpleasant. Actually, first I'll talk about some pleasant shilohs. So shilohs of solids mixed in liquids, whether or not it is borer. Am I allowed to take olives out of an olive jar? Pickles out of a pickle jar? What would you say? Of course, no? Why, of course? So, according to the Chazon Ish, it's mutter because it's not called the taruvus bichlal. Solid liquid isn't the taruvus. That's what the Mahari Abu Lafya said. According to the Mishnah Brura, I can only take my olive out, l'cha'ira, if I take out, again, assuming it's the last olive in the olive jar, I have to take out some liquid with the olive.
Why is that to be the last one?
If there are many more, so one could argue that there's no iser of being b'yir eichel from ochel and psolas. Right, just like there's no iser being boira ochel and psoles from ochel, kenzan there's no iser being boira eichel from eichel and psoles. Now again, remember, if I take the olive out in order to eat it right away, of course that's okay. But let's say it's not eating it right away. Let's say I'm preparing my plate of vegetables before the seuda. Am I allowed to take olives out 2-3 hours before the meal? Well, again, we'll have to define what alter. Is that permitted? So according to the Chazon Ish, it should be permitted. In the Archos Shabbos that you stole from me, so in the Archos Shabbos, he writes that since many poskim are machmir like the Chazon, are machmir against the Chazon Ish, and they assume that solid and liquid is a taroves. So therefore, you should not take eggs out of water, and lechayre pickles out of... You should not take pickles out of pickle juice on Shabbos. That's already really interesting, no? So what eitzah would you have? According to the Chazon Ish, it won't help even to take a little bit of pickle juice with the pickle, because that little bit of pickle juice remains a boirer situation. Right? The Chazon Ish holds that, let's say, taking bones out of fish, even if you have a teeny bit of flesh on the bone, it's still going to be boirer. If I have a lot of flesh on the bones, I'm taking the eichel. But if I have a teeny bit of fish on the fish bone, it's going to be aser. The Chazon Ish argues, and that's why the Mishnah Brura, maybe we'll come back to that when we learn fish bones, but I want to talk about one more svara related to this taz, which is unpleasant. Rachman Letzlan, there is a disease. I shouldn't say Rachman Letzlan. It's very painful. Very painful. Called kidney stones. Kidney stones is that somehow you have a solid thing. But if you ever, by the way, see blood in your urine, go to the doctor. And the reason why you should go to the doctor is it could be it's a kidney stone, which is a very painful condition. It's like a solid thing. And when the kidney stone comes out of your body, it comes out, it's like bloody, etc. But it's going to be a rock in your urine. And you're supposed to save that rock that comes out in your urine and bring it to the doctor to biopsy it, to find out what condition you might have that's causing the kidney stones. Nachon? How do you get the rag out of the urine? So they have special filters that you urinate on the filter, so that in case the rag comes out, it's going to be that you'll have the rag and you won't have the urine, etc., and you'll be able to bring the rag to the doctor and fix it. Beautiful, no? Am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? Now, obviously, you're going to say, well, I mean, it's like a pekuach nefesh situation. Potentially, it could be pekuach nefesh. But you don't have to urinate on this misanenet. You don't have to urinate on the strainer. You could really urinate in a cup. And if the kidney stone comes out, let's say Shabbos, you'll take that cup with your kidney stone and then filter it out and then bring it to the doctor. No? Am I allowed to use the strainer on Shabbos? So Rabbi Osher Bush, who's a Rebbe in the Frisch School, he actually learns here Second Seder most days. He's Gevaldik. He's also, by the way, if you eat food in the Heights, which is under the Vat of Riverdale, you're trusting him. He is the Mashgiach of all the local restaurants. Rabbi Osher, that's why he's here in the Beis Medrash. He learns and he stops off in the restaurants to make sure they're kosher. That's his thing. So Rabbi Bush has an essay in his Sefer where he writes that in the Nishmas Avraham, the Nishmas Avraham is Dr. Abraham S. Abraham. He is the biggest mumcha, the biggest expert on medical halacha. So Nishmas Avraham writes that you should not urinate onto the strainer on Shabbos. Rabbi Bush has a few svaras on his mutter. First of all, according to the Chazal Nish, it's never a taruv. A solid and liquid is never a taruv. Moreover, he wants to say that this case is like a suffix psik ratio. Do we speak about suffix psik ratio ever? So, remind me on Sunday, because I have to go now. We'll talk about suffix psik ratio. We'll begin from there. Okay. So Bezos Hashem will talk about the suffix psik ratio on Sunday. We'll finish up our kidney stone shayla. Everyone should have a good Shabbos and a gesund Tiyar. Thank you for listening.